Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It's Connecticut's favorite American Ninja Warrior. Joe Moravsky is joining us. Joe, how have you been?
Oh, man, so incredibly busy, but, you know, living the dream, Anna, living the dream.
Joe is here with his three children and his wife. Guys, say hi.
Hi. Joe walked in, and I haven't seen Joe in a while. It's been a while right now. I said, man, you look great. Of course, he is a ninja.
Right.
So there's that.
So how many years now have you been on American Ninja Warrior?
I actually would probably have to count. I started in 2013, so it's been 13 years. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, three kids later, a marriage later, all these things that are going on. Do you think that you're more in shape and prepared to compete now or 13 years ago when you were basically a kid?
Yeah, definitely now. You know, experience goes a long way, and I've failed over and over and over again. And so you make those mistakes, but you get back up, you learn from them, you get stronger. And the show changes every year. All those obstacles change. We don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
And so that does make it more challenging, but you kind of know what to expect. You know, all right, I'm going to be hanging a lot longer on maybe that stage versus this stage. Let's prepare for that a little better. And, you know, with gyms popping up all around the country, it's a lot easier to train for that. Back in 2013, you know, we had maybe 2 gyms on the East Coast and now almost 100.
You have your new gym that's opening soon, or did it open yet?
I know, it's crazy. March 7th is the grand opening. We're doing it. I mean, it's been a dream of mine for so long to have a gym. You know, I drive to Stanford every day to the gym now, and it's a 45-minute drive. It's tough, you know, with 3 kids that are here with us here in the room. You know, I want to be closer to them, and so I opened Monroe Ninja Academy, which is literally 6 minutes from my house. You can't beat that.
You know, it's amazing to watch how the interest has really skyrocketed, right? Like when, you know, you kind of got on the show, it was almost like you had to explain what you were doing to people, right?
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. People would be like, what are you talking about, right? You know, they didn't understand that it was a true sport or what would really go into it now. And at this point, the amount of people that we meet that have an interest in this competition and in these type of events, it's just amazing really to me.
Yeah, I know. Everything's changed. And look at the Olympics, right? With the Olympics going on right now. And in 2028, we have the LA Games. And the modern pentathlon is going to be adapting and introducing ninja as a head-to-head format in the pentathlon.
That's
it's going to
so
be
cool.
Incredible.
I want to know we're going to win, Joe, right?
We're going to win.
We're going to win, right?
USA?
America?
USA.
How do they pick who goes? Shouldn't they just pick ninja warriors? Who's going to compete?
Well, here's the thing, right? At that time, I'm going to be, 38 years old?
Right.
I might be head coach. I think I might just take that role. But yeah, it's going to be, there's 5 disciplines, right? I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but I think there's like laser shooting, there's swimming, a whole bunch of different disciplines. So ninja, just because like, let's say I were to go and try out for that, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I somehow make the team by the grace of God. I don't know how that would happen, but if I was on that team, sure, I'd be good at the ninja discipline, but that's 1 of 5. That's the challenge, and that's something that has to be looked at here.
I know all you do is train. We were all captivated when Alex Honnold climbed that Taipei skyscraper, one of the tallest buildings in the world. Remember, that was a Netflix thing? Yeah. We tried to climb the building.
Oh, boy.
We could not get our feet off the ground. We couldn't do it. Mm. Like, I've watched you scale this building like a million times. You've jumped up like a spider monkey. What are we doing wrong?
It was all in the thighs. We didn't have the thigh control. Thighs.
I think it's the fingers. I think our fingers weren't strong enough.
We had no thigh control.
It totally depends on what you're trying to climb, right? Alex, when he was climbing that, he was relying a lot of that pinching strength and some compression.
Mm-hmm.
So he's climbing from window to window, and there were some scary moves. It was incredible. He's kind of going inverted at some points, and he's letting go of almost his entire body to make some of the moves. It's scary, but you have to plan out your route. I think that's maybe what you're missing, Anna.
Oh.
You got to look. You can't just pick a random like window and start there. You gotta walk around, find a sweet spot to start, and then try to plan the route there. But you could have just called me.
I know. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Monroe Ninja Academy. So, Joe, if people want to learn more about the academy, if their kids are interested, is it adults too or just all kids?
Oh, yeah. We're even doing a preschool class, which is awesome. So 3.5 to 4, we're going to have those kids coming in. My wife's actually going to start off teaching that class.
Yes.
Good luck, baby.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to run her through how to do that. But, you know, we have the 5-year-olds up until the teenager age group, and then of course adults. Yeah, so it's for everybody. You can find out all the information at MonroeNinja.com. It's gonna be great.
Birthday parties too?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
We already have a bunch booked. Ninja, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah. MonroeNinja.com for all the info, right?
That's it.
That's Joe Moravsky.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.